M35 recording length 11 minutes and 44 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 35 open cluster M35, and GC2168. Type E, in Gemini M35.jpg, write ascension 06, go 8.9, H colon M, declination plus 24, 20, Deg colon M, distance 2.8, Cli. Visual brightness 5.3, mag, apparent dimension 28.0, arc min, discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau 1745-46, independently discovered by John Bevis before 1750, open star cluster Messier 35, Million 35, and GC2168, has consisted of several hundred stars, of which Aquatinquist has counted 120 brighter than Mag 13, scattered over the area covered by the full moon. 30. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 and the first edition of Uranometria 2000.0 give 200 members. The second edition of Uranometria 2000.0 gives 434, while Cudworth, 1971, counted 513 probable member stars, at its distance of 2,700. Webda, or 2,800 light-years, Sky Catalog 2000.0, this corresponds to a linear diameter of about 24 light-years. Its central density is about 6.21 stars per cubic parsec. Some authors have estimated a larger diameter of up to 46, H. Chapley in 1930, with about 100 million years. Webda gives a value 95. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 of 110 million years, it is of intermediate age, and contains some post-main sequence stars, including several yellow and orange giants of spectral type Lake G to early K. Its hottest main sequence star is given as of spectral class B3, Sky Catalog 2000.0, and its Trumbler classification is III. 3. Are by all sources, it is approaching us at 5 km/sec. The discovery of M35 is usually assigned to Philippe Lois de Chasseau, who observed and catalogued it in 1745 or 1746. It is also printed in John Bevis' Uranographia Britannica, which was completed in 1750, so that this astronomer must have discovered it independently before this time, maybe or maybe not before de Chasseau. Charles Messier, who catalogued it on August 30, 1764. Acknowledges Bevis' discovery. Even the naked eye finds this cluster easily near the 3-foot stars of Gemini under fairly good observing conditions. The slightest optical instrument will resolve the brighter stars and make it a splendid view at low magnifications, a nearly circular cluster with rather uniform stellar distribution. In telescopes, low powers and wide-field eyepieces show M35 at its best. Amateurs with more powerful telescopes can view its fainter neighbor, and GC2158, at the upper left in our image. It is situated just about 15 arc minutes southwest of M35 and GC2158, of about Mag 8.6 and about 5 arc minutes angular diameter, contains many more stars, is much more compact, over 10 times older and over 5 times more remote than M35. The Sky Catalog 200.0 gives about 16,000 light-years. And because it consists of older stars, its light is dominated by yellower stars. The hottest star is of spectral type F0 because of these properties, and GC2158 was once even taken for a globular cluster candidate. Somewhat more to the west, about 50 arc minutes from M35, faint open cluster GC2157 can be found, with a total visual magnitude 8.4 and an apparent diameter of 8 arc minutes. It is similar to NGC-2158 in size and brightness, but contains much fewer stars. IKE-2157 is a loose and poor cluster containing some very hot young ob stars. Wide-field optics may show all three clusters in one field of view of about 1.5 deg. Messier 35 observations and descriptions discovered by Philippe Lois de Chasseau 1745-46. Independently discovered by John Bevis before 1750. Messier, M35, August 30, 1764 35.5854 meters 41s, 88 D40, 09, plus 24 D33, 30, cluster of very small stars, near the left foot of Castor, at a little distance from the stars Mu and Eta of that constellation Gemini. M. Messier has reported its position on the chart of the comet of 1770, Mimekid 1771, PL, VII reported in the English Atlas, Diom, 20, Mimekid for 1771, P449, First Messier Catalogue, in the night of August 30 to 31, 1764, I have observed a cluster of very small stars, near the left foot of Castor, little distant from the stars Mu and Eta of that constellation Gemini. When examining this star cluster with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3 feet Florida, it seemed to contain nebulosity, but having examined it with a good Gregorian telescope which magnified 104 times, I have noticed that it is nothing but a cluster of small stars, among which there are some which are of more light, its extension may be 20 minutes of arc. I have compared the middle of this cluster with the star Eta of Castor Eta Geminorum. Its right ascension has been concluded at 88°49', and its declination at 24°33'30' north, P457, 1764.August.30, Ra, 88.409, December, 24.33.30.B, Diom, 0.20, cluster of small stars near the left foot of Castor 1 twin in Gemini, at little distance from the stars Mu and Eta of that constellation. This cluster doesn't contain any nebulosity. De Chaso, DCH number 12, with number 13 equals M71, two others of which I didn't yet determine the positions, one above the northern feet of Gemini, and the other above and very near to Sagitta, Bode 14, a nebula between small stars. William Herschel PT 1818, P443, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P598, the 35th of the Connaissance, M35 equals NGC 2168, 1794, it is visible to the naked eye as a very small cloudiness, 1783, 1784, 1801, 1813, 7 feet telescope. It is a rich cluster of stars of various sizes. 1806. 10 feet telescope. There is no central condensation to denote a globular form. 1784. 1786. 20 feet telescope. A cluster of pretty compressed large stars. The profundity of this cluster does probably not exceed the 144th order. It is in the Milky Way. John Herschel. 1833. H377, H377 equals M35, Sweep 58, February 19, 1827, Ra 5858 meters 22.2s, NPD 65D39, 13, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, L, course, P. Rich CL of St. 9, 16 m, which fills 2 or 3 fields, but chiefly one in which are about 100 stars, a large, coarse, pretty rich cluster of stars of 9th to 16th magnitude, which fills 2 or 3 fields of view, but chiefly one in which are about 100 stars, Smythe, CCXXXVI 236, M35, CCXXXVI 35 million Geminorum, R5859 meters 01s, Dec N24D21.3 mean epoch of observation, 1836.80 September 1836, a cluster, near Castor's right foot, in the galaxy Milky Way, discovered and registered by Messier in 1764, it presents a gorgeous field of stars from the 9th to the 16th magnitudes, but with the center of mass less rich than the rest, from the small faint closed square bracket stars being inclined to form curves of 3, 4, and often with a large bright, one at the root of the curve, it somewhat reminds one of the bursting of a skyrocket. Under favorable circumstances this cluster can be distinguished by the naked eye. It therefore may be comparatively near us. It must be sought on the line between Castor and Zeta on the tip of the bull's southern horn, at exactly 1/4 of the distance from the latter, or a line led from Alpha Leporis through Betelgeuse, and extended 18 deg beyond, will strike upon it. this object being so handy to the point assumed by Hipparchus, as the north extreme of the ecliptic, I swept for anything which might be on the actual spot, under the necessary corrections, in R6H, and Dec M23D27. After some search, I found a star of 12th magnitude, but too small faint, for having its place differentiated for any permanent purpose. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC1360. GC1360 equals H377 equals M35, RA6H0M12.5s, NPD65D39, 16.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, Curry, PC, St. 9, 16.8 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, cluster, very large. Considerably rich, pretty compressed, stars from 9th to 16th magnitude, drier, and GC2168, and GC2168 equals GC1360 equals H377, M35, RA6H0M13s, NPD65D39.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, Cree, PC, St. 9, 16, equals M35 cluster, very large, considerably rich, pretty compressed, stars from 9th to 16th magnitude, content car as if sets, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.